Now, I mentioned that no one really knew the extent of exposure of different UK banks to this problem, to holding these things. Now, in practice, it wasn't just United States banks who securitized their mortgages. Historically, they were by far, well, it still is the case, that the US securitized mortgage market is far larger than any of the other ones. But the UK started to get into this securitized mortgage market in the sort of the early part of this century. And since that time, as we'll see in a minute, it has risen really quite dramatically. But this is, don't worry too much about the numbers, but this is a list or a ranking of UK banks in terms of their use of securitization to finance their activities. In other words, it's how much they use wholesale markets rather than relying on retail markets to attract funds. And by far, the one at the top of the league is the Northern Rock. Okay? And that was the one which was in the news yesterday, which announced, well, as you'll see, essentially what happened because of the problems it ran into, it was nationalised by the British government. And it's still making very large losses on its mortgages, which it announced yesterday. Okay? So that was one which was particularly exposed to behaviour of what was going on in terms of international credit markets. Next one down, Bradford and Bingley. Come back to these in a minute. Next one, HBOS. Next one, Alliance and Leicester. And then you can see there's actually quite a big gap in terms of the exposure of the rest to international financial markets. And Barclays, you might have noticed, actually announced a very big profit on Monday because of its activities. So, by and large, those banks which were not heavily exposed to wholesale money markets and these things have fared better than those institutions which were heavily exposed to residential mortgage-backed securities, and Northern Rock being the classic example. But just bear in mind the other ones. What about that one? Not that one. Now, I mentioned that British banks didn't really get involved in this residential mortgage-backed securities market until fairly recently. And this graph shows that. So essentially, the amount of these things were very, very low until the early part of this decade. Then you can see it took off to reach a peak in about 2006. But essentially, since that period, because of the credit crunch, these issues of these things by UK banks have fallen back very, very sharply. Another feature of the credit crunch. All right. What's happened to some of these UK institutions? Thank you. Quiet, please. Thank you. Okay, so what's happened to these things? Now, remember, I had four institutions who had particularly strong reliance on wholesale money markets at the top of my list. And the Northern Rock was top, Bradford and Bingley was another, etc. So, what's been going on? Well, basically, both the Northern Rock and the Bradford and Bingley have effectively been nationalised, although part of the Bradford and Bingley has been taken over by one of another international banks, Santander, which is a Spanish-based bank, which has essentially come out of this rather well compared with other organisations. One of the things which happened when the Northern Rock was nationalised is essentially it started to run down its mortgage book. So essentially, when people's mortgages came down for a new renewal, they found it much harder to get a loan from Northern Rock. And one of the things you might have noticed on the news yesterday was that the amount of Northern Rock mortgages which are currently in arrears is much higher than for most other banks in the United Kingdom. And one of the reasons essentially is because of, the mortgages who were run down first or left Northern Rock were essentially the better quality ones. They've been left with some of the worst ones. Okay, so what else has happened? Well, HBOS, Halifax, the Bank of Scotland, essentially that was taken over by Lloyds TSB, and Lloyds TSB itself is announcing large losses today. The Alliance and Leicester Bank was taken over by Santander. Say we had the nationalisation of Northern Rock when this first sort of came across. But there are some important long-term issues which I think we need to think about. One is something called moral hazard, which is a crucially important issue in economics. And basically the idea in this particular context is that essentially if we bail out the banks, if we really consider the banks to be too important to be allowed to fail, which has been the argument over the last couple of years, essentially, you know, and they can go to the Bank of England for support, what's to stop them doing exactly the same rather irresponsible behaviour in the future if they always know that they're going to be bailed out by the Bank of England in the future? And one of the real concerns about what has actually been going on is essentially even if banks return to profitability, why will they change their behaviour? Will they still be putting out these huge, great, big salaries to some of their staff or whatever? And what real controls can we actually impose upon those banks if the banks themselves always know that they're going to be bailed out by government or whatever? That's a really big, important issue relating to the structure of what how these banks should actually be.